The Jazz Poetry Foundation is on a mission to enhance literacy at all academic levels across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The foundation, which was established last year, is the brainchild of Jazara Glasgow of Lodge Village. Glasgow says they'll be involved in community-driven initiatives to support students in need. She says the foundation is this week hosting book drives on the windward and leeward sides of the island.
We have a two-day boat drive. This one is called Beyond Boundaries. Now, this initiative started to help rural schools in particular, right? So we just completed the one at Sandy Bay Secondary School, and tomorrow is Peacebuddle Secondary School. So the goal was to donate 100 books, ranging from English A, English B, biology, chemistry. We have past papers, we have stationery supplies, and we also have Bible tracts, both for teachers and students. So as the years progress, we will expand, we'll increase the number of schools that we assist, not just in rural areas, but also urban, right? And we would move outside of the church, we'll go into the communities as well, get the children to learn more about Christ, get them into understanding the importance of literacy, and not just the students, but also the parents.
Glasgow says through their programs and community initiatives, they're helping students discover their potential.
So the main focus of Jazz Poetry Foundation is promoting biblical literacy and academic literacy. This goes from early childhood right up to tertiary level. So we want to be able to assist early childhood with reading, writing, basics, primary, preparation for CPEA, secondary, we have the form ones right up to form five, grooming them for CXE. And college now, CAPE associates, wherever we can assist through scholarships, funding, uniforms, anything. We want to be able to support them while spreading the gospel.
Glasgow says she is devoted to creating opportunities for students to embrace their gifts, and she's optimistic about the future of the Jazz Poetry Foundation.
In the long run, Jazz Poetry Foundation is going to have its own building where we have our library for students to come and complete their SBAs. Whether they need computers, they need printing, they need bindery, they will come and get them done. Those that can afford, those that can't afford, we would have something prepared for each and every one of them. We're also going to have nationwide programs to help, like I say, from the smallest age 3 right up to 25, right? We want to be able to assist others. We want to be able to build their faith, build their knowledge, build their understanding in every area of their life. So that is the ultimate goal of Jazz Poetry Foundation.
Founder of the Jazz Poetry Foundation, Jazara Glasgow. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.